Welcome to this podcast about Geographic Harbor and Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Geographic Harbor lies within Katmai National Park and Preserve, formed by two large bays extending 3 miles off Amalek Bay on Shelikof Strait, about 86 miles southwest of King Salmon and 83 miles northwest of Kodiak, Alaska. The harbor was named in 1919 by botanist Robert F. Griggs to honor the National Geographic Society, which had sponsored 5 expeditions he led to observe the aftermath of the 1912 Nova Rupta volcanic eruption. In June 1915, Griggs and his team explored the ash-filled Katmai River Valley, crossing Katmai Pass into the Valley of 10,000 Smokes, where they collected samples, photographs, and rough maps. Their advocacy helped persuade President Woodrow Wilson to declare 1.1 million acres of the area Katmai National Monument in 1918. Geographic Harbor is a semi-enclosed basin of ancient volcanic rock formed during the late Miocene epoch, roughly 12 million to 5 million years ago. Andesite and basalt flows, sills, and plugs largely surround the basin, overlying the hemlock conglomerate with fluvial sandstone and conglomerate interbedded with siltstone, shale, and coal. The 1912 Nova Rupta eruption blanketed the region with pumicite, or pumice, a porous volcanic glass created when superheated, highly pressurized rock is rapidly ejected from a volcano. Simultaneous rapid cooling and depressurization freeze gas bubbles within the molten material, much as bubbles form when a carbonated drink is opened, yielding pumice's distinctive foamy texture. In 1950, John Grove of the Stock and Grove Company extracted pumice from the harbor, working below the high tide line to skirt the park boundary, while illegally storing equipment above it. A National Park Service agent visited in 1951, and Grove was subsequently issued a cease and desist order. Bear viewing is among the most popular activities at Katmai National Park and Preserve. Concentrated food resources along salmon streams and coastal foraging sites draw large bear aggregations, offering exceptional viewing opportunities. The activity grew steadily from the 1980s, centered initially on Brooks Camp in the park interior. The 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill brought wider attention to the Katmai coast, and contractors working the cleanup recognized its potential for coastal bear viewing. Today, the main coastal sites are Swickshock Lagoon, Hollow Bay, Kukok Bay, and Geographic Harbor. At Geographic Harbor, bears graze in sedge meadows, dig clams in the intertidal zone, and fish for salmon in Geographic Creek from late July through mid-September, drawing float planes, small cruise ships, and yachts. Heavy visitor traffic at peak periods risks disrupting bear foraging and increasing the potential for human-bear conflict. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.